So as we celebrate today the solemnity of the ascension of the Lord, He has a particular command for us today. He said, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature, to every nation." A command that was given to us in baptism. The ascension of Jesus into heaven marks the end of His earthly ministry and the beginning of the mission He handed down to His disciples to preach the gospel. The gospel of love, the gospel of hope, the gospel of salvation. The gospel highlights the importance of having faith and of being baptized. It means believing, because when we believe, everything will be in place in Jesus' name. So as followers of Jesus, in and through life, every day, we need to be the instruments of that gospel in proclaiming that through deeds to words. So in the first reading, in the Acts of the Apostles, it tells us how the disciples were looking intently at the sky when suddenly two men dressed in white garments told them that the Lord Jesus, who ascended into heaven, would return. But for now, you are commissioned to be part of that life and ministry of Jesus by preaching the gospel. So the disciples returned to Jerusalem, where their mission to preach the gospel began. As Christians, rather than looking at the sky while waiting for the return of the Lord, like the disciples, we should carry out Jesus' mission by making that faith we profess truly alive and operational by growing in our sense of community and in our care for each one of us. So the Lord is telling us, go into the whole world, proclaim the gospel. How? By living the gospel today and every day, through words, through deeds. So my dear brothers and sisters, this is our challenge. This is our mission. In our family, in our community, today and every day, we need to be the proclaimers of that gospel. So let us ask, therefore, in this Eucharist, that grace that we may be instruments of God in proclaiming to all the whole world the gospel of love every day.